Right. So now I'm going to talk about exchange, is the outhouse Wechselwirkung. It's the energy between the singlet and the triplet state. And for helium, we have two electrons, and we have a symmetric state where there's a plus sign here, a symmetric orbital part. And at the top, I've got the antisymmetric one with a minus sign. And then I want to calculate the energy of these two wave functions. So if I want to calculate the energy, what I have to do is take, for the antisymmetric one, like this, h, antisymmetric. And this would give me the average value of the energy. So I just write that out. Here it is written here. I write that out. And because there's two terms, I get four different terms at the bottom. And I do the same thing for the symmetric state. And again, I get four terms. And I want to consider what's the difference in energy between the symmetric state and the antisymmetric state. So if we look at this first term, the first term is phi1 R1, phi2 R2, and on the other side it's the same. So the energy, this term is the same in both cases. And it turns out that this last one, it goes phi1 R2, phi2 R1, that these terms are also the same in both cases. But for the two middle terms, these it's also the same. So this term is the same as that, phi1 R1, phi2 R2. This term is the same as that term. But here there's a plus sign, and here there's a minus sign. So the energy depends on what the value is of this term. And so it's this one and this one, the two cross terms. And if we look at one of those, so we'll look at this one. This says phi1 R2, phi2 R1, and then on the other side, it's phi1 R1. So this R1 has been exchanged with R2 here. And then it's phi2 R2, and R2 has been exchanged with phi1. So these two terms, in these two terms, R1 and R2 have been exchanged on the two sides. See, phi1 R2, here's phi1 R1. So both this one and this one. And that's where this term exchange comes from. There are the terms on the two electron wave functions where the electrons have been exchanged. And this is the difference in energy between the antisymmetric state and the symmetric state. And officially, it's this change in energy is twice the exchange energy because there's two of these terms.